thank you for joining us here on the Neutral Zone. I am Phil Milani, joined as always, and especially necessary this week, my esteemed colleague, my partner in crime. Really, the best way to describe this person is my everything. It's at Eric Dalala.
Phil, great to be with you on this Thursday. Great to be here.
Anything else? You seem a little bit down.
Eric. No, I think everybody's...
You feel okay?
I think everybody's a little disappointed, right? It's a tough tough week. Certainly not the way people wanted things to play out. Sean Payton, when he announced a quarterback change on Wednesday, Phil, said that everybody feels like they could have done a little bit more, like they should have done a little bit more. Broncos suffer a tough loss, now make a quarterback change. I don't think anybody's happy.
That's true. I was going to say, I think we've done our part, though, by keeping Ben Swanson away for as long as possible.
That's right. We tried, but now we're making a change.
We had to make a change, too.
He's back.
I'm back.
What?
Although if it had worked, I would have been very happy staying away.
Yeah. But sometimes this show needs a little bit of a spark.
You can't tell that Ben is also sad. He just always sounds like this.
Yeah, this is just me.
That's true. That is true. And he's wearing his finest flannel.
This is my favorite flannel.
Yeah. A Christmas flannel, New Year holiday-themed flannel.
I don't know if it has a theme.
I think it's got a theme.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Chargers week flannel.
Yes.
Yeah?
I wore my finest for the show.
Thank you.
Back on.
Thank you very much.
That's what the green's for.
Care to share what you've been doing these last several months?
Doing some art. I've been locked away in the studio. You know, you got to focus.
Podcast
no
studio?
Distractions.
No. Art studio, yes.
Yes. No distractions.
Just nice.
Focus.
Locked in.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Well, I think we'll probably spend the majority of the show talking about the quarterback change, the decision that went into it, maybe some expectations for what Stiddy's going to do.
Is that, that's what you call him?
That's what we're, look, if you kind of know him the way that I know him.
Yeah.
Stiddy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And let's just get one thing clear right off the bat. The hair is tremendous. We're all going to be able to see that come Sunday. We've been denied that for most of the season, but now we get to see it.
That's true.
The flow. Look, we know for a quarterback, two things are really crucial, okay? Hair for on the sideline post-helmet, okay? Like Joe Flacco excels in this area.
Yep.
Okay? Take the helmet off. What does it look like? You have to be concerned about this. And then two, when you're out on the field and you've got the helmet on, what does the flow out the back look like? Jared Stidham excels in this area. And so we'll get to see that.
I think you'll actually probably get to see less of his hair than you normally would, because normally he's got a baseball hat on and you could see more of the hair.
But we'll see him more.
Yeah. Well, if you're at the games, you can kind of just look at him whatever you want.
All the press is watching the field, what's going on.
Yeah.
You're just watching Stidham.
The hair. Checking in.
Mostly, yeah.
Like, yeah, and the hat, it looks nice.
It was cold on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
You're concerned, okay, if you got too much product in there, it could freeze.
Could freeze up on you.
These are concerns.
Yeah. When you just have the TV angle, it's harder to...
It's harder to see. Yeah, I don't get to see all that.
That's true.
Like, can we just get a cutaway once in a while? Just to check in.
Just to check in. How's
they
the
sleep
hair?
On that? They sleep on it.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about what can the Broncos do to put Stidham in the best position to succeed, Eric. You know, I think that I think when you make a quarterback change like this, so much of the attention, of course, is on Russell Wilson after the change. But look, now this team has to regroup, go back out there. They got two more weeks to go here. And, you know, it starts with the Chargers here. And, you know, what can we expect from Stidham? What are we going to see, Eric? That's what I'm interested in.
I like it.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that, huh, Swanson?
Yeah. I can't wait for this show.
Okay, good. Okay. Before we dive in, of course, though, this is sort of an interactive type of a show.
That's true,
you
Phil.
You know what I mean?
It is.
And so why don't you tell people how they can get involved? I know that people have hot takes this week.
Yeah.
Let them rip right here, and we'll play them.
Yeah, every single one.
Every single one that we get,
yes,
we'll play them.
You can leave an email at neutralzoneshow@gmail.com. We'll read it right here on the air. You can leave a voice message at 707-NEUTRAL. We'll play it back. Swanson's been kind of keeping them from us here over the last few weeks as retribution. I understand it. I don't like it, but I understand it. You can tweet at us directly on x.com, at Phil Milani with a PH, at Eric DeLalla with an A. Kind of non-traditional sorts of spellings.
Yeah.
At Benny with a paintbrush. That's Ben's new.
There's an emoji in your handle, yeah, huh?
That's Ben's new Twitter handle.
Ooh, really?
Go follow them there.
What was it? Benny blue paintbrush?
Benny with a paintbrush.
A paintbrush.
We got a blue sky yet or threads?
Blue sky?
I don't know blue sky. Is that a painting thing?
One of your dark web things?
Yeah. What do you call it? Blue sky?
Blue sky. That's one of the alternate Twitters.
All Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where you live.
Yeah, let's stay away from that.
Yeah. I kind of like Benny Toothbrush. It's kind of like a mob name. Yo, where's Benny Toothbrush? Paintbrush.
Oh,
dang it.
My goodness.
That would have been good. Wow. That's okay.
Okay.
Roast denied.
That's okay. I tried.
All this stuff.
I tried.
We need to make more significant changes.
Yeah.
Or, Phil, you can go to the Broncos' official YouTube page.
It's a good one.
You find the neutral zone and you leave a comment. And then, if they're nice, we'll read them on the air. Right now.
Okay. Jesse Caffarel, our friend Jesse, the Denver Broncos have way too much control over my emotions. Way too much control. What do you have to say, Eric, to fans who are, they're having a tough time right now after losing a couple in a row?
Yeah, it's people are invested. They got their hopes up. There was some excitement, and it's been a tough couple of weeks. I think if you're a fan, maybe you hold out just an ounce, a little tiny bit of hope that maybe things go your way the last couple of weeks.
If you've
been committed this long, why not just
stick with it until
more weeks?
Yeah, that's true. You got to stick with it.
Yeah.
Just like the players, they've got a job to do, you know?
Yep.
You know, they're professionals. The fans, they've got a job to do, too. You'll see it to the end here. Dominic Cavazos. The Broncos are like a PS4 right now, and I'm waiting to open that PS5 next year. I think it's Christmas. I'm not sure what PlayStation we're on right now, but it sounds like maybe there's a PlayStation 5 coming out.
Yeah, I don't really understand that, but...
Well, it's like... he's already looking ahead to something that's brighter and shinier.
Got it.
That's PS5's sort of been out, I think.
Is the PS5 out?
It's been
out. Where's Ike when you need him? You know?
I think he's in the... Well, he's not doing great these days.
Yeah. Okay, got it. I don't think that has anything to do with Pat Sertan. I think it's just talking about actual PlayStation.
Yeah. I don't think anybody thought that it did.
Well, when I hear PS...
I love you. That's what you think?
I was thinking Sertan.
Oh.
John R. 4052.
Yeah, we know who you are.
These guys suck. They need a new host. I never finish watching. What do you have to say about that, Eric?
Cares enough to comment. So that's
true.
That is
true.
Means something, huh?
Yeah. You know, the worst thing is apathy.
Yeah.
Love, good. Hate, that's okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Apathy, I can't handle it. I need to have, I need love or hate.
Yeah. You have one of those, for sure.
Micmac sauce? Micmac sauce. A shout out from Eric Dalla and Phil Milani, ? Non-traditional spellings. My life is complete now. And last week we were saying Micmac. We weren't sure if that was a guy or a woman. And he says, yes, I'm indeed a dude.
Nice.
So that's Micmac sauce. And that's it, Eric.
I think you can really be a dude and, you don't have to be a guy to be a dude.
Oh, really?
It's more like a
term
vibe.
Of endearment.
It's more like a vibe.
Got it.
Yeah.
Kind of like bruh. B-R-U-H. Or no.
I think similar, but different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is one of them cool, or?
I think I'd rather be a dude than a bruh.
Really?
Bruh is like
Bruh.
You've done something a little bit wrong.
Oh, like strange. Like that was weird. Why'd you do that, bro? Yeah,
bruh. It's like a little condescending, I think.
Oh, like, well, you could say the same. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, chill.
But you're not, but I also be like, dude, you're never gonna be like, bruh. That's brah. Different.
Oh, brah is different
bra,
than bruh.
Good. Bruh, bad.
Got it.
Bro, dude? Fine.
Bro.
Both.
Bros. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
But dude is always good, you think.
Right.
Eric Swanson?
You don't even know our frickin' names.
Bruh.
I'd rather be a dude. I'm dude.
Yeah, you've waited on dude. Okay, good. Yeah. I guess I'll be a dude. We could just be three dudes.
No, I think you're definitely a bruh.
Yeah, you're
definitely. Oh, I'm really. Yeah. What about we're just dudes being bruhs? No?
We're, Swanson and I, we're dudes being dudes. Okay. You're a bruh. Being a bruh.
Trying to be a dude?
You wish.
With hopes of being a dude.
I'm a bruh with hopes of being a dude. Someday I'll be a dude, hopefully.
It's possible.
We'll see. With work and dedication, someday I hope to get to become a dude.
Yeah.
You don't work, so.
I don't work hard at it, you don't think?
You don't work hard at anything.
Got it. I just sort of just show up. Gosh. And I just show up and do it. When you have natural ability, it's just sort of.
Well, you know, if we are dudes and you're 1.5 the times of a normal person, you'd be a doo-dude.
A doo-doo?
Yeah.
So dude.
But plus the
and
do.
And then plus a D-U.
Yeah, because it's 1.5 So it. you're a doo-dude.
Or you could be like a, yeah.
Bruh. Bruh.
All but right.
I think doo-dude's funny.
Off the rails.
Well, let's get into our most important topic here. Really, our only topic, and that is the quarterback change. Eric, what was your initial reaction, your thoughts about the move here as the Broncos transition from Russell Wilson to Jarrett Stidham?
Stiddy? Yeah. Liddy.
Yeah. He's going to have a stiddy hand when he goes out there. Can't get too riled up or anything.
Yeah, don't want to.
Nice and stiddy.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I look forward to that line being incorporated in the Broncos postgame show.
With Nick Ferguson?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do it.
I think we call him Saint Nick.
Saint Nick. Oh, that could have been nice last week.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, we were hanging out. It was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, are you going to be here? I know Saint Nick is busy.
Yeah.
He was like, what? No, it just never came up.
I think kind of like many of the players in the locker room, Phil, there's a little bit of surprise that you make this change. It's obviously a big change. Sean Payton said it's not a decision that's easy, but sometimes as a head coach, you've got to make big decisions, and it was he made it clear it was his decision to move forward with Jarrett Stidham. Stiddy. Looking for a spark, a way to get this offense going. After the game on Tuesday, Sean spoke several different times about the offense not being good enough, being average or below average in a lot of categories, turning the ball over too much. And it's not all on Russell Wilson, certainly. I mean, other players made mistakes this week and previous weeks. But as he pointed out, you can't just make wholesale changes and sub people in at every spot on the roster. And this was a way to try to get a spark going in. And, you know, I think maybe a little surprising just in that the Broncos are still technically alive in playoff contention. You know, if they win the last two and the Chiefs lose the last two, or if you have kind of some mixture of wild card results, you could still maybe sneak in. But I think the fact that he made this move while they're still alive also speaks to the fact that this really is about getting this offense going, finding a way to play better football. And as he said, he doesn't care how this team wins or what it takes to win. He just wants to win.
Yeah, I think that was like a real sort of an emotional moment where he was just talking about like, look, you when you've been in it as long as he has been, you just want to win. And these guys put so much work and effort in, and, you know, Sean Payton's up there all night working on game plans and different scenarios and stuff. When the results are disappointing like that, it really affects these guys, you know, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. And I think you're right. Just being in the locker room on Wednesday, guys were sort of a little like, I think it just takes everybody, it puts everybody on notice a little bit. You're just in there, you know, talking to these guys. Yeah, I was surprised. Guys who are close with Russ are like, look, you try to encourage him and try to lift his spirits a little bit. And then at the end of the day, you got to get out there and go and get ready to play a football game, you know. So definitely sort of an emotional day for sure around the facility as you make a big change like this. And, you know, it was clear that the intention was to try and provide a spark. You know, that was sort of reiterated several times for Sean Payton. And I think that this certainly will do, it'll change how the offense operates for sure. I think, you know, Russell Wilson, he likes to create that second play, as you talk about, you know, where what your first and second options are not there. He likes to run around and create and do things outside of the pocket, and that's sort of the hallmark of Russell Wilson's career. And so many magical plays have been created that way. It feels like Jared Stidham is going to be more of that traditional type of a quarterback to come in there. Even just having a different voice in the huddle is going to create a different atmosphere out there, different cadence at the line. So this is going to affect the offense all across the board here. And, you know, I think that while you're right, you're sort of still in the hunt here. I think the Broncos' focus just needs to get a little bit narrower and just say, look, we're going to just try and go beat the Chargers. Whatever else happens, happens. If the Broncos are still in it after this week, that's great, but that can't really be the focus. And, you know, I think it creates a little bit of excitement or buzz around the team. Okay, what is Stiddy going to be able to bring to the table?
Yeah, I just bring the playoff thing up because I think it adds know, validity to the fact that, you know, this is about getting the offense going, and that it'd be one thing if you were eliminated from the playoffs and you're like, okay, well, let's see what we have in Jared Stidham. Oh, this team, I mean, it's not likely right now, but if you win your last two games, you've got a 1-5, it goes up to like 20%. You've got a 1-5 chance that somehow you sneak in, and that's not nothing, right? And so the fact that they're turning to Jared Stidham now and not, you know, say the Steelers win this week and the Chiefs win this week and you're eliminated going into week 18, then it's a little different to turn to Jared Stidham and say, okay, well, this is more about, you know, what do we have potentially for the future? I think the fact that this is happening while there is still a mathematical chance you can get in speaks to the fact that this is about winning now, and it is about finding some more success this season, finding a way to get to 8 wins. We've heard Justin Simmons talk about the value of getting to 9 wins and having a winning season for the first time since 2016. I think that's the focus, and I don't think it's irrelevant or not, like, I think there's something to the fact that they're still alive and yet this change was made.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, it's not like these two games are just like sort of just thrown out the window, you know. Yeah. It's, mathematically, it's possible, so... Even if the Chiefs, if they lose out, the Broncos win out.
You win the division.
Yeah, you're putting on hats.
That's true.
You know.
You'd be hosting a playoff game.
You'd be hosting a playoff game. So the Raiders also in a similar position as the Broncos, still able to win.
Yeah, if they win out and the Chiefs lose out, they win the division.
So you never know what can happen in this sport, Eric.
I do think that, and I want to talk more about Stidham and kind of his, the way he can run the offense, but I do think, just circling back to that point that we talked right off the top about, that nobody wanted this to happen, and Sean was kind of introspective in his press conference where he said, you know, I think, you know, as a coach, what could I have done more? What could we all have done better so that we didn't get to this point? Obviously, the team made a little run there for 5 weeks, won 6 out of 7, but ultimately that start, and things just weren't quite right at the beginning, that start has put them in this position where, you know, who knows if they're still in playoff, you know, if they beat the Patriots, does this still happen? I don't know. Sean wasn't asked about that, didn't go into all those hypotheticals. But I do think that people, you know, are taking this seriously and a little bit hard, just in terms of, you know, the competitor that Russell Wilson is, what he's put into this. Certainly didn't want to have to do this.
I think, like, heading into the season, the best way for the Broncos to have a successful season was for Russell Wilson to play really well, this team get a lot of wins and have playoff success. I mean, that is the goal at the beginning of the season for the Broncos, you know. And I do think that Russell Wilson showed a drastic improvement from last year. And, you know, certainly the touchdown interception ratio vastly improved. And he you know, credit to Russ, you know, like really got after it in the offseason, lost a bunch of weight, had looked really sharp there to start the season. But I think ultimately this Broncos team just offensively just has not been playing well enough. And particularly just some long stretches where there's just a lot of drought out there, a lot of three and out, the lack of complementary football, I think overall makes it hard to win, you know, where the defense feels like they're just out there on the field a lot. That was certainly the case against the Lions, and that was the case in the first half, certainly against the Patriots, where, you know, we talked about it. You're starting a lot of these drives in Patriots territory, and you're not coming away with any points. So, and the other thing that Sean mentioned in his press conference was like, look, when you make a move like this with a player who's under contract, you know, it's a big deal. And so I don't think that anything was taken lightly. This was a very serious decision. And, you know, now the Broncos move forward here with Jared Stidham. Eric, it's going to be Stidham's third career start. He was in a very similar situation with the Las Vegas Raiders at the end of last year, where he came in and started those last two games, went up against the best defense in the country last year in the 49ers, played relatively well. His passer rating was at 108 in that game. And he did enough in those two games, Eric, for the Broncos this offseason to say, hey, bringing in a guy like Jared Stidham was a big priority. And Sean Payton said that to both of us when we were out at the owners' meetings in Arizona, just saying that, look, we feel highly confident about what Stidham can do. And now we're going to be able to see that.
Yeah, way back then, Sean Payton talked about Stidham's potential to be a starter in this league. Talked this week about his decision-making, his footwork, his arm strength, the athleticism, all those sorts of things. And I'll be interested to see how he plays. Obviously better for him to get a full week of practice as opposed to being thrown in there at halftime or something like that. And that, again, was a question Sean wasn't asked. On Wednesday of, you know, did you think about making this decision earlier? Did you think about, you know, going to him at some point during one of these other games where the team was struggling offensively? Those questions weren't really asked me, but they'll get asked when he talks on Friday. But I think when you watched Stidham against those teams, you know, San Francisco last year, Kansas City to end the year, there's some good plays and rhythm in the pocket. He does have the ability to get outside and extend plays a little bit. And I think he had 40 rushing yards or something like that against the Niners in that game. They came within 3 points of upsetting an eventual NFC finalist there. And it'll just be interesting to see what he does and get another look at this offense. You know, we'll see how different it is. You know, will the Broncos have a lot more success? Will it be about the same? Will they struggle more? I mean, one thing that Sean talked about was getting an evaluation of Jared Stidham, and I followed up and said, well, does it also, you know, when you have a different quarterback in there, can it also help give you an evaluation of the rest of your offense of, okay, well, hey, protection with Russ or with Jared is an issue.
Did it change or not?
Or the protection looks a lot better now.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for whatever reason, Jerry Jeudy hasn't been as involved as we thought he would be. Does that change when Jared Stidham goes in there, or does it stay the same? And you're thinking, okay, well, there's a bigger thing here at play.
Yeah,
or
of course.
Is the running game, you know, or screen game, does that get better if you are able to do some different things offensively with Jared Stidham, or does it stay the same? And so I think in some ways it is a quarterback change, right? And it shows you the difference between Russell Wilson and Jared Stidham. But I think a big part of this will be, it can also help provide an evaluation of, okay, what's working well with this offense that continues with both or improves with just Jared Stidham, or what stays not so good. And you know, okay, well, that's that doesn't have anything to do with the quarterback. We've got to change this regardless.
Yeah, and those are probably the same questions like the Chargers as they're getting ready for this game. They're like, they're not quite sure what to expect either, you know, trying to get ready for this team. And I'm very interested to see how this game starts, Eric, just because Stidham has not had live reps since the preseason. And then, you know, he's not really with the ones. So interested to see how all of this works all together. You know, of course, like I said, Russell Wilson, some of the magic that comes with Russ is him dancing around in the pocket, getting outside there. But that can also create issues in pass protection, you know. And, you know, is a guy going to step up into the pocket and then try to throw the ball? Is he going to try to get outside the pocket? All of these things change when you go from a guy like Russell Wilson to Jared Stidham. So it is going to be a good evaluation here for the entire offensive line. You know, the last time out against the Chargers, Khalil Mack was relatively quiet, Eric. And I'm sure that that's been in the back of his mind all week. Like, hey, last time I did not play well against the Broncos. They had a success against me. I'm going to come back even harder this week. So expect Khalil Mack to be really motivated coming into this one. And it's going to be interesting to just see how that offensive line holds up against the Chargers here with a new quarterback in place. And even with the new cadence too, you know, you get so used to the snap count and everything with Russell Wilson. Stiddy is going to have a different one. Stiddy? Stidham.
Yeah.
What did I say? Steady.
I think steady.
It's very similar. Stiddy.
Confusing yourself over there.
Doesn't take much.
Why don't we let this guy back in here?
I don't know.
What do you think? I don't know. I think win or lose, we need to have a
no, yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's have a weigh-in.
I agree.
Yeah. He doesn't even want to be here.
That's true.
Kind of brings the whole vibe down, if you ask me.
I just like this.
Yeah, well.
With the protection, though, right, like you talk about, hey, maybe Russ holds the ball a little bit sometimes or runs around outside the pocket that creates issues. But there's also sometimes where if there's a free rusher immediately, he can offset that.
Avoid that. Yeah, exactly.
Whereas, okay, maybe Jarrett's able to maybe gets the ball out a little quicker, avoid some of the second play, quote unquote, sacks. But maybe he's not able to avoid. So yeah. There's trade-offs here. It's not just like every, by switching the quarterback, instantly everything's
going to be perfect. Definitely not. I mean, there's a give and take from both guys. I mean, I even think about like that final play against Houston, you know, while they're maybe not lined up, right? Russ makes a heck of a play to just avoid the initial rush there and give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
he
made a nice play to avoid that. Of course, the play didn't end up right, but, you know, that was a nice play to avoid the initial rush. So there's no doubt that Russ has the ability to use his athleticism to his advantage and to the advantage of the whole team. And we've seen him use a lot of design runs, you know.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, okay, is that still going to be a part of it? You know, where you're, you know, maybe it's an RPO situation. Is Stiddy going to take the ball?
Study.
Did he study this weekend? I don't know.
Went to study Hopefully town.
He has to study. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The ball in the box.
I also wonder, like, it's, and I hope this is the way it happens, like, it's possible the Broncos offense could look great the next 2 weeks, and you still are wondering, okay, well, is this sustainable or this, because there's not a lot of tape on what they're trying to do here. And so it's just, there will be bigger questions, obviously, this offseason about the future of the quarterback position here, what's going to happen. You know, there's all sorts of reports out there and all that, but we'll get to that kind of when we get to it and what that room looks like next year. But for the time being, I think the focus is just trying to, no matter what happens next offseason, try to win now.
And I think Sean did a nice job of just saying, look, we're aware of the financial picture here with Russell Wilson. That obviously, they understand that. But he said that this decision was just about now. And so he made that very clear that their focus, and I believe when they say, look, we're just focused on one game at a time here, I think that that's real. Yeah. It's not just a talk.
And we've talked about the, you know, I do think a quarterback change impacts a little bit just in terms of how you feel going into the offseason. Just in terms of, like, if you've gone 10-7 with Russell Wilson, whether you make the playoffs or not, I think maybe you feel like, okay, well, you build with this current group. Now, if there's some
uncertainty about the future,
I think maybe it changes things a little bit. But that said, I do still think this group, if they're able to finish, say, 9-8, they can look and say, okay, we finished
things
this
changed.
Year 8-3
yes.
after that 1-5 start, and that's good momentum to take into the offseason. If you finish here with, even if you go 1-1 and you're looking at 8-9, you know, you can still say, okay, we went 7-4, but, you know, the losing record, I just think there's something to carrying that positive momentum forward.
Most
and being able to build on that.
Well, and you talk about the Lions last year and the parallels there. One thing the Lions did do was finish the season strong.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's something to be said for positive momentum heading into the offseason. I mean, it's real. I think that one thing is clear, that the culture has shifted totally inside the building. I mean, that is evident. The coaching staff all across the board from top to bottom has improved. Special teams has been rock solid. The defense has shown, when they go out there and play with that fiery attitude, how good they can be. I think consistency has been a little bit of an issue on the defensive side of the ball, but when they're playing well and they've got that sort of, we're going to come out here and, take no prisoners. We're going to come rip the ball away and we're going to play with this fiery mentality, aggressive. They're really good. And so things have changed in a lot of ways in the positive, but I do think that finishing with a winning record, showing that five-game winning streak wasn't just a fluky run, saying that, proving that this has changed, I think goes a long way heading into the offseason.
Do you think if you took prisoners, it would be better?
Well, why do you think that's better? You don't want to take prisoners. You want to just go in there and you're ruthless.
Well, what if you, like, say you were
playing...
Say you were playing...
You take names
like,
or no?
Well, you could take names.
You want to take names.
But say you were playing, like, a really good opponent and you beat them, and you could just take one of their players for your team. Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like you could just take
Khalil
Mack.
You beat the Chiefs, and you're like, Travis, come with us.
Oh, that's who you would pick.
On the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think I'd have a different prisoner come back with us. Say, hop on aboard, Patty. And then you take him back to your island?
Yeah. I don't know. He's out here throwing a lot of picks.
Oh, so you don't want Patty. Okay. Can you make a note of that there, Swan, so that Eric would not take Patrick Mahomes? You put it down?
Yep.
Okay, good. Travis Kelce over.
I think taking the quarterback would be harder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, Travis, he'd be like, Taylor's in Denver right now? He'd be like...
trick them back in.
Yeah,
they're coming. All right.
No prisoners. I'm like, well, sometimes maybe it'd be good.
More of a mindset, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's more of like sort of an expression.
I'm just wondering.
Dating back to the years of pirate.
Of pirate.
Pirate. Yeah. It's a date of
Date of pirate.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly. Pirating.
Or pirates would have been fine.
Sometimes you use a singular to describe an era of pirate. I think it could work. I don't know, but I think so. It's possible. Anyway, I do think that having a little bit of momentum here, a winning season just sounds nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that...
Wait, hold on. Can we just go back that you would have captured Khalil Mack and not Justin Herbert then if you're...
Well, he's not playing.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Is he going to be available for capture? I just don't know. He might have stayed back in the island at the home base.
Oh, he's in the fort.
Exactly, yeah. Too valuable to just risk bringing over the seas into the choppy waters of Denver.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure if that's
the worth
the risk.
Rarefied waters.
Yeah, exactly. I think Keenan Allen, I think he's second in the NFL in the number of receptions. I think he has 108 catches, which is sort of like, if you just think about things for a little bit, you're like, what? Yeah, that's a lot of catches.
What things, and how long is a little bit?
Like a lot of, that requires a lot of targets.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And like throwing the ball.
That guy a lot. It requires at least 108, certainly.
Yeah. He has 150 targets.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Sort of just makes you think. You know, you can have a good season if you get that many targets.
Not a sponsor.
This season, no Bronco has more than 86.
Yeah, no. See, this is why Swanson's here.
What's he saying? He's just kind of whispering over there.
He's like, 86. No Broncos pass catcher has more than 86 targets.
Wow.
Yeah. Sort of interesting to think about.
Who is it? Samaje Perine?
Cortland.
Samaje's my guy.
I think Samaje is probably up there.
Samaje is third with 50. Third?
Okay.
Who is number two? Mims.
Jerry.
What?
75.
What season are you looking at?
I'm looking at the right season.
Oh, okay, got it.
Current season.
Sorry. Okay, so anyway, so what things do you think they need to do to help Jarrett Stidham? What does the rest of the offensive unit need to do this week to help him?
I mean...
Run the ball a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, run the ball.
Some of the easy plays?
I just think you got to make the plays when they're there. So, you know, can't have drops. You can't turn the ball over.
Ball on the ground.
Yeah. You can't have missed assignments up front. I mean, those sorts of things, you're just not going to give Jarrett Stidham a chance if you're hurting yourself. And as Sean Payton said when he looked at the offense, I think this was Tuesday, so much of it is self-inflicted.
You want a stat, Eric?
Sure.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but...
You did a good job.
The Broncos
you did a good job.
Okay, okay, you go ahead. Sorry.
No. Okay, I'll give you a stat. The Broncos are 0-7, Phil.
What?
When they lose the turnover battle. And they are 7-1 when they win the turnover battle.
Oh, wow.
All right, Phil, what was
your stat?
That's
a nice stat.
Yeah,
okay,
tell me your stat.
Okay. Yeah. The Broncos, 0-7 if they lose the turnover battle.
Oh.
Did you know that? 7-1 when they win the turnover battle.
What happened in the one?
And they have not played a game this year where it's been even.
Whoa.
Yep.
Swanson,
that's why they're 7-8. That's why if you look at the record, they're 7-8. 0-7 and 7-1. 7-8.
There hasn't been a single game, huh, where they've tied the turnover battle?
That's what that number means. That's what that...
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, according to Pro Football Reference.
Ooh.
According to me.
Yeah.
You're
that's
always
what I said. Wrong.
Do you know the one? Don't help him, Swanson.
Ooh, that's a good question, actually.
Is it?
Is it obvious?
To me, who knows the answer?
Houston?
No. No. The Broncos had 3 interceptions in that game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the fourth quarter. Yeah, those interceptions.
You were just thinking about the
first
three.
They all came into the one quarter. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking about the first three, yeah. I blocked that out. Which game was it?
Week one against the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
There was only one turnover, I believe. It was the Jimmy Garoppolo interception by Kareem Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the Broncos missed a couple.
In the end zone.
There you go.
I remember it.
By the defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Raiders.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. What's a Jimmy G?
That's a good question.
Yeah. What's a K-Jack?
That's
two good questions.
K-Jack is back in Houston.
That's true.
Time is a flat circle.
That's true. Just like the Earth. Just kidding. That's just a joke.
It's not a circle.
They want you to think it's a circle.
It's not.
It's oval.
It's not a circle. It's a rectangle.
Yeah. We know this.
All right.
Are you all right? Oh, yeah. I got you going a little. Sorry. The lungs.
Yeah.
So what were you saying?
So something about K-Jack. The turnovers. Yeah, the Broncos...
Self-inflicted. They have to learn how to not lose, I think is what Sean Payton was saying. He was saying most games around the league are lost,
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds, which is most. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fact check, Swanson, two-thirds? Yes, most.
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Where would you draw the line for most?
At 50...
One?
50.1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you look at it, if the Broncos, if they lose a turnover battle, they're either going to win or they're not going to win. 50-50.
That is true.
So,
yeah.
That really,
and their record is almost
not
7-8. It's almost 50-50.
Well, not in that scenario.
Yeah. With the margin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if they protect the football, which, to be fair, Jared Stidham will probably need to do a better job than he did last year. He did have two picks in that game against the 49ers, had another one against the Chiefs in the final week of the game, in the final week of the season.
Who's wrong now? That doesn't even know how to talk.
His brain's going.
Brain's broken.
Yep.
Did the hike.
Lungs bad. Brain bad.
So just play a clean football game. Don't hurt yourself and get a fair evaluation of what Jared Stidham. I think some people call him Stiddy. What
some
he can
people
do.
Say that. Yeah. Close he's friends. Just nice and steady.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that if they can come out, run the ball a little bit. I think that'll help take some of the pressure off of him. He doesn't feel like he has to go out there and do too much.
You never want to do too much.
You don't want to go out there and do too much. Get the ball to your playmakers. You all right?
Just trying to have a sip of water over here and just hoping that you don't say something that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Which normally is a pretty fair bet.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Wow. We'll have to see if Cortland Sutton is available.
Yes.
He would be nice because when you're facing some pressure, when you see big old 14, you just throw it up to him, 50-50 chance he'll come down with it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it would be nice to see if he had all of his playmakers available to him. Marvin Mims really came on in the offense last week against the Patriots, had a nice big play. That was a nice diving catch.
Very good.
You know, the big play potential
good
is there with him.
Good way to respond after the fumbled kickoff.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing I'm sort of interested to see is the intermediate game. Eric, if that sort of comes alive, you know, if you want to see how this offense can function with a different quarterback in there. One thing that was definitely missing this year, and Greg Dulcich's injury had a lot to do with it, but the intermediate air yards. Eric.
Air yards? No, that's Dulcich's kind of specialty.
Yeah. Man, do you think that they had some conversations, Stiddy and Dulcich? Conversations.
Oh, God.
About their hair?
Maybe.
I know that Dulcich, I have confirmed, does not use product. It's just conditioner, which I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
I've confirmed this thing that I don't believe.
He says it, but
you're
I don't believe
jealous.
It. Jealous?
Yes.
I think Stidham's hair is better.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. A little bit more controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it you don't like about Dulcich's?
I didn't just say I didn't like Dulcich's. I said I like Jared's more.
Oh.
I don't think getting into the specifics would be fair.
Okay. Yeah. Out of respect.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see if that intermediate passing game sort of comes alive.
Yeah. It's something that would, I think, help this offense out. Probably give you a little bit more room to run the football, give you a little bit more room for some of these screen passes if defenses have to honor that.
Yeah,
element.
In the middle of the field too, maybe some more targets over the middle. You're just sort of interested in what changes are going to come.
How many targets do you want for Jerry Jeudy? Come on, you've been waiting.
How many
targets?
What would be appropriate, do you think?
Well, I'm asking you the question,
like,
so you answer.
15 would be nice, I think.
150?
Yeah. Maybe just like a...
How many does he need to catch Keenan Allen in this?
Well, I 45? Believe CeeDee Lamb is number one in the NFL. So I'm sure he gets what, like
he
20 targets a game?
75 targets.
75 targets, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe if it
every
goes to
play.
Overtime.
Every play. Yeah, maybe, yeah, overtime. Jerry Jeudy game. What was it? Brandon Marshall has the record, right, for most catches in a game?
21, 20-something? 22?
Something like that.
That would be appropriate, I think. Just throw it to him. See what happens. I don't know.
21.
We'll see what happens. 21. I think that 10 to 15 targets would be nice. But you got to get him involved early. You got to get him get him into the game a little bit, get hit a little bit. You know, when there's a big game,
who
you get hit, you feel like
Jerry?
You're like settled in. Jerry.
Okay.
I don't need Stidham to get hit.
Okay.
No hit for Stidham. Little bit of a hit for Jerry.
No hit 'em for Stidham.
Make a poster. Yeah, that's a campaign I can get behind.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think the whole offense, I think, is going to run differently. And certainly the beginning of the game will help set the tone, and then I'm sure everybody will settle in and get nice and cozy out there. See if the Broncos can finish at home with a nice little dub.
That would be nice.
What, the Broncos are 4-4 at home this year?
Yes.
So a winning record at home on the line this
with
Sunday?
With one win.
With one win, the Broncos will improve to
5-4.
5-4. Currently 4-4. It's a nice stat.
That is true.
It's not quite the 0-7 turnover stat, but it's a good one.
The one you stole from me?
I think you cut me off, didn't you?
I think something
I
like that happened.
I remember, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about with this one?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's read us what we got, 7 emails?
Afraid not.
Okay, just make one up. Just make one up. Let's hear it. Okay.
A neutrals.
Who's this one from? Who's it from?
It's from Greg. Greg from Boulder.
Greg from Boulder. Okay, yeah. What does it say?
He said, hey, neutral zone, I am really sick of Phil and also Eric. I miss Ben. When's he coming back?
Oh, wow.
Great show.
Oh, but it's still a great show.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
It was, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg, for your email there. Appreciate it. Huh? Interesting thoughts. I don't know.
I'll be happy to see this episode.
Yes, he will be. Thanks for coming back, Swanson. Any shout-outs? Any shout-outs?
Shout-out to the peace and quiet that we used to enjoy.
Yeah.
You can
have a sensible conversation.
Yeah, like adults.
Yeah.
Adults.
You had sensible conversations. Sensible. I listened to last week's episode.
Sensible, yeah.
There's not much sense. Listen. For the first 25 minutes, I think. Not a lot of sense going on.
Of course, shout-out Liz Gerald.
We need like a, in the day, you used to have a select number of text messages or like telephone minutes you could use.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need a select number of words that
data
Swanson
usage.
Can speak during an episode. Gone over the limit.
That is true.
That's probably true.
Yeah, probably, that's a fee. That's an added fee, $10 more.
Probably a rollover from the last like 8 episodes.
Oh, rollover, that's true. I forgot about that. Roaming fee, maybe. Or roaming. Nope.
No.
Nope. Okay, so any shout-outs, Eric? Anything you'd like to
get you mentioned Liz Gerald.
Yeah, the community.
The community?
They did a nice job all year long.
They did. Spreading holiday
community
and non-holiday cheer.
Community cheer.
We're all to hear.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't really even get into New Year's stuff. Maybe we'll save that for next year. For next week, I mean. Which is next year. Perfect.
I'm a genius.
I did it. Yeah.
Oh,
maybe some, what do? We roll out some resolutions, maybe?
Yeah.
That's what we normally do.
We just roll them out.
That's tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wired? New Year's what? What's wired? Resolutions? Tired.
I don't maybe have to
blank
think about it.
Wired.
Ooh. Blank, okay.
Yeah. I am interested to see how they do the 2024 glasses, Eric.
Yeah.
It is kind of a complicated sort of situation.
It's a big question for dorks everywhere.
You sound like Triumph the Insult comic dog. Yeah, that was pretty good.
You sound like a dog?
He's too young.
I look like a dog to you?
You got that dog in you? Huh? Eric? Anything you'd like to say?
No.
All right. Okay, well, I think that's going to do it for us. We've had a very sensible conversation here.
I think
about
so.
The Broncos.
Thanks
ready.
For joining us. Ben.
Getting ready for the Chargers. Should be an interesting one. And I know you still have your playoff simulator firing.
That's true.
A lot.
It's
what,
not
seven
over.
Games have to go right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's not that many.
That's not that many.
And there's nothing crazy like Carolina doesn't have to beat West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would never
you mean
happen.
UNC?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, Carolina. Yeah.
Not the Panthers.
I thought you were saying the Panthers.
No.
Last week you used Nebraska as an option.
UNC could never possibly beat West Virginia in football.
Without their starting quarterback.
Failing program.
Ooh, it's a thin line.
That's true. One L.
That's
one L can be the difference between flailing and failing.
Yeah,
which is a thin line. Lowercase L.
Wow.
We got to get out of here.
Yeah. I got a joke. All right. I'm not going to say it.
No. We'll be back on Monday this week, I think.
Okay. That's a good ad. That's a good tease.
New Year's Day, I think we'll be here. Who knows, though, for sure.
That's true.
You kind of keep you on your toes a little bit. So, yeah, we're day to day. For Ben Swanson.
Wow.
Delight being back.
And Eric Dalala, I am Phil Milani. You've been listening to
The Neutral Zone.